This is Module 13, Non-Resistance, Roller Coaster Energy, and Energy Leaks. Throughout the game of life, Florence repeats her teachings over and over from different perspectives. I believe it's part of her magic. Since we're all experiencing our own personal journey, our perspectives are different. So what speaks to one doesn't speak the same to another. Just as some affirmations embrace our soul and others don't. So with that in mind, we'll continue expanding on resistance and energy. So let's begin with what is non-resistance. Non-resistance is feeling no resistance. Things happen in your life and you either flow with it or you feel resistance to it. This is your human experience in continual interaction with cause and effect. You know what resistance energy feels like now, and when you feel resistance in your body, it's a sign that you're out of alignment energetically with your relationship to a person, event, or situation. The resistance is an energy leak. When we feel resistance within our body, our higher vibration of love energy is leaking. Our energy is draining and we're subconsciously shifting into less than love energy of fear resistance. So our control, and some people don't like the word control, but it's really important here. Our power of control is in being non-resistant with regard to our relationships with other people, events, and life situations. Some people look at being non-resistant as giving your control away, but being non-resistant is where our power is. Now, a point of clarification, non-resistance is not the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance is an external choice of interaction with someone or something. Non-resistance is internal. Non-resistance is an internal acceptance of what is. And we want to follow that acceptance of what is with the internal energetic act of consciously accepting we have the power to create a higher outcome. Being non-resistant doesn't mean that you don't care. Non-resistant acceptance shifts your energy from anxious, worried, or angry to a peaceful energy of calm with the clarity of thought to create a higher outcome. And from this vibration, you no longer feel helpless and powerless. You have the power to improve and create the highest possible outcome with regard to relationships, life situations, manifesting material things, and ultimately, your happiness. Access to your limitless supply of creation energy lies within being non-resistant, and it's an energetic choice. Now, we've been talking about and looking at the vibration of our energy for a few weeks now. And as a result, you've been seeing that when you're resistant to situations, you feel like you have no power. You feel like you're helpless. And you've learned what to do with that resistance energy. Follow the breadcrumbs to where it was birthed and transform it to love. Now, these action steps will transform your resistance to being non-resistant. And when you're non-resistant, accepting what is, the internal battle of not being in agreement stops. Your energy flows with ease and grace, opening the way for opportunities and options that you could not see before to be revealed. So now let's talk about roller coaster energy and energy leaks. When we set our intention to improve our lives, like you have, it's as if we've jumped on an energy roller coaster. You're excited. You're expanding your energetic awareness, shining love and light on everything. including all the energy you've been burying for years, those painful experiences you've been giving your power to and stuffing for years instead of healing because you didn't know how. Now, for many of you, this is a time in your process that you start self-sabotaging yourself. You're easily overwhelmed with the despair of the painful experiences of the past, and your brain wants to throw up your hands and scream, "This is too hard." So you give up. Well, that dark fear energy of "this is too hard" is a judgment based on illusion. Fear is a physical world teaching that you can choose not to experience. When you step back from the emotions of your experience and become an observer, your act of observing diminishes the uncomfortable feeling of pain and puts you in control through non-resistant love energy. Years ago, Will Smith's character in a movie made this statement: "Danger is real. Fear is a choice." Are you in danger? If so, please seek immediate professional assistance. If you aren't, choose to kick fear to the curb. Remember, we choose the energy we vibrate in, whether consciously or subconsciously, it's still a choice. The more you consciously choose the higher vibration of gratitude and love, the more strongly you're reconnected with your natural state, which is love energy. When we choose to create something different, it's the opportunity for that fear that's been hiding within us to jump forward, to be healed into love. And it does that by initiating the resistance of pain that leads us to feeling, "This is too hard," or "Every time I try to improve my life, the universe dumps on me." Well, you're right. It does feel like the universe is dumping on you. But the reality is, the painful energy that's revealed is begging to be healed. It's not coming forward to punish you for trying to improve your life. It's coming forward to be healed so you can improve your life. And now you know how to heal painful energy. The first step to slowing that roller coaster energy of emotions is to recognize it for what it is. You're in an energy leak that's revealing a new awareness of yourself so you can transform fear energy to love. And then pull that resistant energy out to look at it. Pull it into the light by facing it head on, eyeball to eyeball, to dissipate the darkness of it. The energy will not get any more painful than that moment of its revelation. The more you look at it, the less powerful it becomes. As we discussed in previous modules, follow the energy breadcrumbs to where it was birthed and transform all that less than love energy to love energy till the resistance energy is gone. And then address your energy level. Shift into the highest vibration of love, joy, and expectancy of receipt possible, and open your arms wide to receive. Remember, you're not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. You are creating a new reality. So that three-step process to manage being non-resistant is: number one, recognize you're experiencing an energy leak when you feel resistance energy and celebrate your awareness. Number two, accept what is and accept your power to create a higher outcome. Number three, observe the energy. Follow the breadcrumbs to where it was birthed, processing through the energy to love, naming each energy as you go, and rewriting any neural pathways of belief you discover that are not true. Infuse all with love, which will shift your energy to the highest vibration of love possible, and maintain that excited energy of receipt. And then repeat steps 1 through 3 as necessary. So here are the top 8 ways your energy leaks. And you can download a PDF of these 8 leaks from the bonus section. Okay, number 1, resistance energy. When we set our intention to improve our lives, the energy that's been blocking us from improving our life naturally, as the universe intended, is revealed through resistance energy. The resistance energy may come forward when we decide what we want as a subconscious feeling of not being good enough, or we may get blindsided by some form of adversity that stirs the resistance energy within us. It doesn't matter how the resistance energy is revealed, it must be addressed. Number 2, worrying how. When you decide you want to create something new and different in your life, your first human instinct is to wonder and worry about how you're going to make it happen. The how is not your job. Your job is to decide what it is you want to be, do, or have, step into a full body yes energy. Stay in that energy and take any action steps you're guided to take to manifest your desire as your reality. It's the job of the universe as to how your desire comes to fruition. An action step may be to follow the breadcrumbs of resistance energy. Number 3, not knowing or claiming the energy of your desired outcome. Many times you decide you want something different in your life, but you don't fulfill claiming what you want by feeling the excited energy of having what you want. Now you know what it feels like. Energy is the key to focusing your manifestation skills. Number 4, settling for what you think you can have because at some level you don't feel good enough, instead of holding out for what you want. If you can dream of being, doing, or having something with a thrill of joy and pleasure that receiving what you want gives you, then it's in your awareness and is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence and has your name on it. If you settle for what you think you can have, you'll forever be unfulfilled in that area of your life. Number 5, being wishy-washy when deciding what you want to create. When it comes to changing your life, sometimes you're afraid to make a final decision about what you want, so you don't. And of course, you don't get what you want. No matter what it is, if your heart sinks with joy when you think about it, it really is yours. So decide. You know, for years I simply wouldn't decide on anything at all because my subconscious convinced me that if I didn't decide, then I wouldn't be disappointed when I didn't get what I wanted because I didn't deserve it. Well, remember, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You are good enough and worthy to be, do, and have what you want. It is your birthright. Number 6, worrying about what others think. You are the only one doing the breathing in your body, so you are the only one who can decide what's of your highest good. It may not align with what others want for you or think is best for you. But be true to the energy of your authentic self, and the universe will fully support you to create your desires as your reality. Powerfully, forcefully, Claim the desire of your heart, or better, and use Dr. Anne-Marie Evers' safety clause for the highest good of all. Number 7. Ignoring or not trusting your intuitive guidance. You have intuition. The guidance within you that's a direct line to your higher self and universal wisdom. You have it. It's yours. Use it and fearlessly take the action steps you're guided to take. Number 8. Comparing yourself to others and then feeling despair. Deepak Chopra teaches in his book, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, to bless those who have something you want to have for yourself to have more. When you set your intention to recognize these energy leaks, it'll be easier and easier to stop them before they take over your life. With a full tank of love energy, you'll stay empowered and focused to create the highest possible outcome as the reality of your life in all areas of your square of life. Florence talks about a feeling of opulence preceding the manifestation of what we want to create. That's the energy of joy that receiving what we want will give us. Celebrate having received what you want when there's no sign of it in sight. And remember, you're not faking it till you make it or lying to yourself. You're locking in manifestation. This completes Module 13. Now go to the worksheet.